Well, good evening, everyone. In today's daf, with Shabbos daf, Samach Beis, there is a debate between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir is of the view that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. It is a mitzvah that is not time-bound, because Rabbi Meir holds that you can wear tefillin. There's a mitzvah of wearing tefillin at night. You can wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's also a time of to put on tefillin. And therefore, by the way, he says that therefore women are obligated in tefillin. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir. We hold that the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh zman grama. That tefillin is a time bound mitzvah. Why don't we put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So why don't we put? It's an os, right? It's an os. Because tefillin is an os. Tefillin is a sign between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos is an os, right? Osi le'olam, we say in Vishamru. Shabbos is an os. Shabbos is a sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So what? So why can you have two osos? What's the problem with that? So wear it on, have Shabbos, and also have a double os. What's the problem with that? Like, so what? So what that Shabbos is an os? So the reason is that since Shabbos, it's a zilzul, it would be considered a denigration. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Arachayim Siman Lamed Alf Sif Alf. It's considered a zilzul la'oshelahem. If you put on tefillin, then it's sort of like perhaps giving off the implication that this Shabbos being an os between God and Klal Yisrael. That's not so special. That's not really such an os. Like, I need another os just because I don't really believe in this os that much. So the fact that we don't put on tefillin to show how powerful this os is of Shabbos between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, it's also brought down that you would also violate the prohibition of Baal Tosif if you put it on L'shem Mitzvah. So a related question to this is the following. Let's say you find that your tefillin is in a place. Let's say you find that your tefillin is in a place. I don't know, that someone may step on it or it might get ruined or something. Are you allowed to move the tefillin? Are you allowed to pick up the tefillin and put it in a secure place on Shabbos? What do you think?
Yes.
Why?
Rishus
Harabim? No, I know the case in the Gemara was a case where you find someone else's tefillin. I'm talking about whether you find your tefillin, do you need to maybe move it indirectly, or can you pick it up directly? So you said you can pick it up directly. Why? So the question really is
the muksa. It's not muksa.
You're saying it's not muksa. So why is it not muksa?
Because there's a view where, you know, if a rabbi who said you could put it on, you know.
Yeah, but that's rejected. That's not accepted lahalacha. That's not accepted lahalacha. So the truth is, this is actually a major debate. In other words, the question is the following. Do we say, are you allowed to put on tefillin, not l'shem mitzvah? Are you allowed to put on tefillin, not l'shem mitzvah? So for example, in Or HaChaim, so the Shulchan Aruch has a line where he says in Siman Shin Ches Saif Dalid, he writes, the Ramah writes, tefillin ein letaltam kiim letzorech. He says, tefillin, you can only move litzorech. So what does that mean, litzorech? So the Mishnah Berurah says, haynu kadei shelo yignivu o shelo yiskaklu b'cham v'chiyotze b'zeh. So the truth is, it seems that the Ramah is lenient, and he says, you can move it if you're afraid that it could get stolen. You're allowed to pick it up and move it directly. And the reason why is because it's not even a klisha malachto le'isser. In other words, what's a klisha malachto le'isser? So let's review a little muksa or some of these rules here. So you have a klisha malachto le'isser. The classic case of a klisha malachto le'isser is a hammer. Why is a hammer a klisha malachto le'isser? Because it's predominantly used for a forbidden purpose, which is what? To hammer in nails. But it could also be used for a permitted purpose, let's say to open up a walnut. So since it's predominantly used for a forbidden purpose, so that's called a kli shemalach to le'isser. You're allowed to move a hammer for a permitted purpose, to smash open a walnut. Or let's say it's on your dining room table and you want to use your dining room table to eat. That's for the needs of the place, sarach makobo. But you would not be allowed to move the hammer mechama letzel. You're not allowed to move it. Let's say you have a hammer outside and you're afraid it's going to rain, it's going to ruin the hammer. You're not allowed to directly pick it up. So that's called mechama letzel. You would not be allowed to do that with respect to the hammer. You can only move it letzorach gufa, letzorach makomo. So the question is tefillin like that? Do you view tefillin like that? So the Rama says no. The Rama says, interestingly enough, the Rama says that tefillin, you're allowed to wear them. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan explains why. He says, you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just you're not allowed to wear it l'shem mitzvah. That's what he wants to argue. You're allowed to wear it. And he brings our Gemara as an example. He brings our Gemara where people were wearing it. Why? Not for the l'shem mitzvah, because they're trying to save the tefillin. They're wearing it derech malbush. They're wearing it just as, for whatever reason. Not wearing it l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, this is the reason to say that tefillin is... You can't move it for no reason at all, but you can move it if there is a need. If there is a need, whether it's whether it's on the dining room table and you want to eat in the dining room table, or even if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, you can move it directly, because we hold that tefillin is not forbidden on Shabbos. You can wear it, just you're not allowed to wear it l'shem mitzvah. So it's not like a hammer; it's better than a hammer. However, there is another opinion, and that is based on the fact that the Zohar says that you're not, it's usur to wear them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's usur. It's even for non-mitzvah purposes. So therefore, it's like a kli shemalachto le'isser. It's like a hammer. And therefore, for the tefillin, you would have to move it in an indirect fashion. And you wouldn't be allowed to move it directly. So that where the Mishnah Berurah comes out, so the Rama says it's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah says, but the Taz and the Magen Avraham are strict. And they say tefillin is like a kli shemalach to l'isser, and you cannot move it just to protect it. But he says, b'makom adchak, under pressing circumstances, one can be lenient like this initial position. That's a question of how you view tefillin. Is it like a kli shemalach to l'isser, or is it better than that? It's just simply also to wear it l'shem mitzvah, but you can wear it not l'shem mitzvah, and that seems to be the indication from the Gemara in today's daf.